Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today, we are highlighting a remarkable achievement from our local education sector that's making waves in the biological sciences.
That's right, Daniel. Burnley College University Courses has two alumni who have been recognised by the Royal Society of Biology with prestigious awards.
I see. Who are these individuals and what did they achieve?
Katerina Gizimpala has been named Student of the Year, and Sami Chokron has won Project of the Year for his work on antibacterial sprays.
Wow, that is so cool. What makes Katerina's story stand out?
Well, she's an amazing example of balancing life's challenges with academic excellence. She's a mother and an undergraduate student who's driven by a passion for learning.
Right, and she's also a lab technician at Burnley College while studying for her PGCE.
Exactly. She's a strong advocate for women in STEM and sees her role as a teacher as a way to inspire others.
That's inspiring. What are her future plans?
She wants to explore opportunities in genetics and microbiology and potentially pursue a PhD in stem cell research with a focus on women's health.
That's quite a big claim, right? But Sami's achievement is also impressive.
Yes, his Project of the Year award is for his pioneering work on antibacterial sprays.
What's his current path?
He's now pursuing a master's in clinical embryology and working at the Care Fertility Clinic in Manchester.
And he's inspired by Professor Kypros Nikolaides to specialise in fetal medicine.
That's correct. He also credits Burnley College for providing the environment and support to let his youthfulness shine while he studied.
It's clear the college plays a big role in these achievements. What does the Royal Society of Biology say about these awards?
The awards represent the pinnacle of recognition for individuals in life sciences, highlighting outstanding contributions.
And Burnley College's role in this success?
The college focuses on individualised support, modern facilities and academic excellence. Their assistant principal, Nina Parkin, expressed pride in their achievements and commitment to nurturing talent.
That's a great endorsement. For our aerospace listeners, how does this story connect to our industry?
Well, the Northwest is home to a vibrant network of educational institutions and research facilities that support innovation across all scientific fields. Success in biological sciences demonstrates the region's broader capabilities in STEM education and research.
Exactly, and just like our aerospace companies, these educational institutions are vital to driving the region's economic growth and innovation.
Absolutely. We should also mention that Burnley College University Courses is in the heart of Burnley and offers award-winning education. For more information, listeners can visit their website.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. We'll be back next week with more updates on the aerospace industry in the Northwest.
And remember, innovation starts with education.
Until next time.